Happy Monday, family. Great to have your company. A big edition of the Rush Hour coming up. Sad news though, first up, Juice, our boys, the Redbacks, just absolutely touched up in today's play by the Warriors. Sean Marsh, of all people, getting a hold of us big time. We're done and dusted, lost by 5 wickets. What was the scores in the end?
Obviously, we got to WA 5 for 313, Lulee, but our second innings all out for 268. Very, very poor. Very poor. A poor loss by our laddies down at Adelaide Oval.
Plenty of time then for a few individuals to give us a shout out today on 1-333-53. Of course, Mondays means Duck Club. She is open for business. And if you're not that endowed with plums, get on the open line. 8299-8091. And a few boys from the Redbacks might want to give us a call. One man with the initials LP.
We had 6 ducks in both innings down at Adelaide Oval on a batter's wicket. Who's in charge down there? And like, Lloyd Pope, your boy, the Red Baron. Yeah.
Give him time.
Back-to-back ducks.
Yeah, Courtney, I'm calling him.
Batting 11.
Yeah, Courtney Walsh.
Jim Higgs, I'm calling him.
I tell you what, it's a bit like the Australian batting coach. Whatever they're doing, don't pay them. We're not batting. We can't bat at the moment.
No, we can't
anyway.
No, we can't bat.
At the moment. Anyway, let's not get sidetracked too much on that. But Duck Club today, if you made one or you know someone who did, get involved and give us a buzz. Two options, 1-333-53 or the hotline, which we'll get out again in a moment. Or Channel 7, mate. Wouldn't they like their time over again with their new cricket promo? Have a listen to this perler.
Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming. Hold on, I'm coming.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. They're coming, all right.
I mean, reminds me of the time Phil Rouston caught me. Yeah. He's coming down the hallway. I yelled that out. Yeah. Hold on!
They're coming, Luke. Oh,
what is going on with that?
Channel 7 just want to beef up their, obviously, coverage of the Test
series. Well, they've got the cricket. I know that. But choice of words, the vernacular
what would you like
is... Well, come on.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Hold on.
Yeah. Hold on.
Just getting excited about getting there.
It's not far away.
I'm all about...
We're nearly there.
You know me. I'm all about the tease beforehand.
Yeah.
They're telling me
like this show.
They've fast forwarded to the end. I'm at the start,
Yeah, and what I'm hearing is it only going to be a 3-day Test series, too.
Going to be that quick
because of our batting.
Well, if we can get here's a great opportunity for nasal spray to get itself involved, get it into our batsmen, and see if they can last a little longer.
Oh, fight for your spot.
Are you with me?
Stay in.
Fight. Just get a couple of sniff sprays.
That's it.
And get out there for a couple of hours like Sean Marsh.
That'll take pride in your wicket.
I reckon that's his secret.
No, anyway.
Lloyd Pope, get on it.
This guy.
All right. And be on the lookout for this. When you hear this is just a little sample, but when you hear this throughout the show, it's your cue to call because the big guy's back in town.
Fat Santa has landed with a full sack.
Ho, ho, ho!
3-3 now to win.
Clearly that bloke doesn't work for Channel 7. Righto, let's go. We've got a lot to get through today. We've got Kevin Sheen, who is just the talent.
Oh, the draft.
Identificator, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. He's the man who knows everything about this year's national draft. Going to talk to us about who's going to go where and give us some great
insight. It's exciting,
though. We've got Duck Club. We've got the quiz. We're going to put it under time trial conditions. Just like the AFL clubs, we've all gone back into training today. We're going to see if we can beat our best time ever in the quiz today.
So we're doing a 2K on the show.
A 2K. So you get a little bit of a pee stain in front of your shorts there, get a little nervous, all right? And we'll get ourselves going. And whatever you do, hang on to that flatulence that you're so famous for when you run.
Well, what's
because we need to talk about
The third
flatulence etiquette in the world of sport.
In darts.
Next.
Nah, it's a major topic, Luke.
Oh, it's huge.
Fat Santa is going to basically be landing very, very soon. You'll know it. It's pretty obvious when you hear him. That's your chance to win some pretty big prizes here with Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Yes, we've organised with the big guy this year to deliver early for the Rush Hour because we won't be around at the proper time of
year. No, I won't.
So
we'll
he's going to get himself into some early nick and get across to South Australia here in Adelaide early and drop off some great presents. All right, let's talk professional darts, Charles. Gee, boys, there's a stink going on here.
Mm.
And pun absolutely intended, all right? Both Gary Anderson and Wesley Harms have accused each other of rotten farts during their clash in the Grand Slam of Darts in the UK the other night.
Mm-hmm.
This is just going
berserk. Huge. Yeah.
Anderson, a two-time world champion, won the match in comprehensive fashion to earn a place in the quarters.
Mm.
But afterward, that's where it started to go a little bit sour. And the Dutch star Hans was the first to throw mud, saying in a post-match interview his pundit was breaking wind on stage, leaving a fragrant smell. And in turn, he was losing focus due to the odorous nature of this smell. All right.
While he was trying to hit bullseye.
Well, triple 20.
There was 20. Some sort of distraction off field.
Trying to double it. Absolutely. He even went on to further say, this is Hans at the moment. Yeah, and we'll get to Anderson in a minute. Your man, the Scottish opponent.
Yeah.
It'll take me 2 nights to lose the smell from my nose. Not one. It's a two-nighter. He's talking about a two-nighter. Is that the equivalent to stars when it comes to farts? As in one, two, three,
so
four
he's
stars?
Accusing the Scotsman.
Of a two-nighter.
Of.
All right. So.
Of bad sportsmanship.
He's gone through that. He goes, I had a bad stomach once on stage before and admitted it. So I'm not going to lie about farting on stage.
Right.
So he's previously admitted to womping on stage.
To let one,
And that's okay. All right. Now, here's Anderson. Here's his terms. We may need Jars, the interpreter, with your Scottish background to really fully understand what he said.
You can put your finger up, Lars. There'll be no smell there. I thought he had shit and I went, that's dirty. It was bad. There was a stink. I thought it was him. And they started playing better, but must have needed to get some wind out.
Goes on.
It was smelly on the stage. He thought it was you.
Oh, no. Hands up. Swear on my kid's life. It was smelly. If I'd farted that it smelled like that, I'd put my hands up and go, oh, sorry, I need to get off.
So who was it then?
Well, don't tell me. You've got enough three boys up there. No, it definitely came it was table side. And it was eggs. Rotten eggs.
Table side. Rotten eggs.
Tableside, rotten eggs.
What's happened to the darts?
A two-dayer.
What's happened to the sportsmanship amongst dart players?
Well, if there's
any... They're all trying to cheat, Lou.
If there's any sport where it lends itself to, because you can have a pint...
You've got a full house there.
And a fag. And then throw a few in it. And obviously diet's not your key prerequisite when it comes to pegging a couple of triple 20s.
And Gary Anderson, he had a bit of a tummy...
Breaking wind on stage has been noted as a distracting tactic before in often hilarious history of darts.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you
what happens everywhere when you play sport.
Boy's going to say it was bad. It was a stink. Then he started to play better, and I thought he must have needed to get it out. This is Gary talking about his man Hansi.
Yeah, got it.
If somebody has done that, they need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Seemingly he says it was me, but I would admit to it. This is just crazy stuff.
Wow.
I mean, the world of darts ridiculed. All right. 133353, workplace flatulence etiquette.
Yeah, what is it?
I mean, we know where it's at with darts. On top point, we've got a rule in here. Normally, you don't drop your guts here
in
the studio.
No, not at all.
Because it's unprofessional.
Team discipline.
And it has been broken on the odd occasion.
Yeah, football and sides, cricket sides.
And I'll be Gary Anderson and I'll put my hand up.
Yeah.
I'll do it from time
to
time.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Then out of the blue, Jars will let some.
Oh, hang on.
You do.
Nah.
You do.
No, but I'm.
You do. I mean, but different courses, different rules. I mean, outside in the airlock, which is where our producers work, well, that's open slather.
Yeah.
All right, for us.
Yeah.
Watch. Your workplace flatulence.
And even team
etiquette.
Sport. You know, when you're playing with your mates in slips or someone's having a bat.
And
or a fast bowler's coming in and he's, you know.
And what about this? I mean, this is another tweet about it going down. I'm one of four people sat on the floor of this train talking about his train out of Waterloo in London. One of them has just filled the entire space with a fart. I'm both impressed and angry at the same time. I don't know whether to throw myself into the recovery position or congratulate them. Hashtag Brexit chaos. All right, so 2 days it's going to take to get out of the system. I didn't realise there was a ranking system. Yeah, we used to play quite the game when we used to travel back to teammates' hometowns, whether it be for a 21st or a birthday party.
Yeah.
For the next hour, there'll be no windows going down. See if you can handle it.
Mark Bickley cost us the 93 prelim.
Of course.
His disgraceful behaviour.
Ill-timed, inappropriate acts of flatulence.
He had half time.
And you lost focus, didn't you?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he actually cost us the
game. I don't think we're the only ones, Jars. 133353. Let's talk it through. Workplace flatulence etiquette. 1 day.
Don't.
2 days. 3 days.
You know I'm uncomfortable with this.
Nasal spray. Yeah, you're so good at it.
No, don't, Sean.
133353. Give us a buzz. Jump on Twitter. Are you a Gary Anderson type? Are you a Harmsy type? Are you a rotten eggs man? What are you?
Or a Warnie?
It's the rush hour.
Baked beans?
Jars and Louis. 105.7 Triple M.
Oh, you.
Fat Santa's got a sleigh full of big prizes, and it could be landing any moment with the rush hour. Jars and Louis here at 104.7 Triple M.
Speaking of landing one, that's what Gary Anderson and Wesley Harms have accused each other of doing at the Grand Slam of Darts in the UK the other night. Rotten eggs.
It was smelly on the stage. He thought it was you.
Oh, no. Hands up. Swear on my kid's life. If I'd farted that it smelled like that, I'd put my hands up and go, oh, sorry, I need to get off.
So who was it then?
Well, don't tell me. You've got another three boys up there. No, it definitely came it was table side. And it was eggs, rotten eggs.
Harmsy said it will take him 2 days to get rid of that from Gaz. The question being asked by us, what is the etiquette? Because clearly you would have thought professional darts.
Absolutely.
That's probably not the place. Tight surroundings. You move up to the same spot. Yeah. Heavy atmosphere.
Is it
in the
a
crowd.
Tactic? Is it a dirty tactic well, to put the opposition
it
off?
It is a tactic of darts. Has been in the past. Right. I mean, it's one of the, you know, the silent assassin. I mean, whoever, like that TV ad at the moment. Yeah. Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I obviously was involved in one, like I said earlier, 93.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. We got that there, Murph. Have a listen. Here it is. Here's the
David
account.
Pittman talking about it. Yeah,
I think the other guys would have attested that it was ultimately, you know, Bickley's fart that caused us to capitulate in the second half.
And I had a bout of flatulence.
It was outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bomb.
You try and keep a straight face, and even Graham was trying hard to ignore it. The huddle was trying to move as one away from it, and it was trapped in the middle of the huddle, and we couldn't get rid of it.
Couldn't get out.
Oh, it was horrendous.
I mean, for those
poor Graham, because he couldn't get his.
For those who are more au fait with chemistry than us, they know the nature of it. The moving mass of cloud, it would just travel with everyone. Jar, who's on the phones? People want to talk about this.
We've got April from Aberfoyle Park. G'day, April.
Afternoon, guys. How
are
you going?
Right, April. Workplace flatulence etiquette. Where are we at? Because clearly in darts, you can just drop them.
Well, I was laying on the table about to give birth, actually. Mm-hmm. On my third child, I'd had a 9-pounder, a 10-pounder, and I'm delivering a 12-pounder.
Jeez.
Oh, and they said, you know, one more push, and I did. I let rip.
Wow. How was the response?
Well, my son was born and my husband calls him Stinky and, you know, there's a reason for that.
Price for April, please.
Beautiful April, thank you.
Shawnee, price for April.
There's no prizes. They're all in Fat Santa's sleigh.
Oh, okay.
Murph's too busy hitting the sound effects.
Daz of Angle Park, thanks, April. Dazza.
Hello, Louie and Giles. How are you?
Hello, Daz. Talk us through your etiquettes.
Well, I work in aged care. I'm an enrolled nurse, so I sort of can get away with it a bit when I sort of drop one. I can blame it on the residents.
Absolutely. Many would say that yours is a toxic environment.
It is very toxic, but I can do a sneaky one every now and then. And right, can get away with it and blame the residents.
And then just turn around and say, stop it. Who did that?
It wasn't me. Yeah. It was George.
Yeah, it was George in room 13. That's a stop, drop and roll. Thanks,
Daz.
Beautiful, mate.
Ian of Meadows. G'day, mate.
How you going?
Ian, you've used this before as a tactic?
Oh, I used to play table tennis.
Oh, yes.
Yes, lovely. Yes.
Just before the change of serve.
Yeah, oh, I like it. I love it.
Change the end of the table, just drop it and just leave put it in double. To, yeah, it gives you more shots of your own.
I do like it. Were you a left to right or right to lefter when you went round
all
the
over
table?
The place. Yeah. Both used to start on the right.
I tell you what. Ian. Just, thank you, Ian. That is fantastic. You often ride in the Peloton and have done so from
I
here
have.
To Melbourne.
Yeah.
Does the Lycra,
when we did the
does
ride,
the Lycra help at all?
Yeah, it does. David Elms, Elmsy, our good mate, he was terrible.
The doctor.
You wouldn't want to sit behind him. Mm. You wouldn't want to get right behind him when we're going about 45 kilometres.
But see, that
hour.
Was tough because ideally you want to be, you want to be drafting.
Yeah, and, that's what I, and then he goes, cop this. And he gave names for all of them.
Oh, that's funny. Playing footy, honest. I mean, did you walk into many?
No, not. Oh, I did. Yeah. I never executed anything because, as you know, how I operate.
Yeah, you don't.
But we had some, game day.
What is your house rule?
We're the silent. Don't, Sean! I don't like it.
I got kicked out of class one day.
What'd you do?
For an audible fart.
Come on, let's go.
I got set outside. Come on. And the head of the junior school come past and said, what are you out here for? And I said, I'm just going to the toilet. And then he worked out later on that I'd lied. And I ended up doubling down on detention. All for a fart jar.
God, let's go. 133-53, we're playing the quiz next. Let's go.
Oh, nice. The best part about school was the school chairs. You could send them up the back and they'd make that really great sound up the back of the school plastic.
I used to be able to do the squeaky door. I used to be able to do this one.
I don't like it. The...
Rush Hour now with Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Right, hey, Jars, let's talk to a man who knows everything about the talent that is about to get drafted into the AFL system. He is the talent ambassador of the AFL. He's a good friend of ours, Kevin Sheen, better known as Shifter. Shifter, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Great to be with you, Louis and Jars, and a very special week it is for all the boys that are hoping to make the grade.
Shifter, they're calling it the best draft since the Super Draft of 2001 that had Hodge, Ball, Judd and a heap of other, you know, superstars that came out, well, went on to be really good players and superstars. Is it going to match up to the hype? Do you think this is the best one we've seen for a long, long time?
Oh, we think that. Like, we are crystal balling, of course, but geez, the form of these young fellas in the last couple of years is pretty special. And you get a line through it these days, of course, through national 16s and 18s, the under 16 and under 18 championships a couple of years apart with groups, of course, but the SA boys were super in both. They dominated it. This is group of boys are coming through now that, well, probably five might go in the first round, five, even six in the first round. So a great group of kids headed up by Jack Lukosius, Isaac Rankin, Connor Rosie, Luke Valenti, Jackson Haitley. They're the sorts of boys that really have dominated. There's a fair bit of senior footy in these boys too in the Sandful. So they've been well schooled by Dix Phillips and his team and Tony Bamford. So we'd expect that they'll be very prominent. And with the two Adelaide clubs, the Port and the Crows, six choices in the top 16 as it stands, they're in a great position to get some of those boys.
Shifter, will Carlton take SA boy Isaac Rankin at number one?
Well, I think there's four in it, to be quite honest. Soss, Stephen Silvani, has not been quoted saying what he's going to do.
Yep.
So Rankin's in that. He's in the mix with Lukosius, as is Sam Walsh from across here at the Geelong Falcons, and a kid called Max King, who early in the year would have gone number one.
Right.
He's 204 centimetres, 6'8", key forward, that did an ACL after kicking eight in the first game. He looked like he was going to kick 12 that day. He marked everything. A super young talent, but coming off the ACL, you know, it might be maybe a risk. And we know through history, clubs change their mind at the last minute. Famously, Hawthorn changed their mind back in the Buddy Franklin, Jared Roughhead year when they went for what they thought they were getting the bookends in Roughhead and Franklin. They both end up more forwards than Jared being a defender as he was at the time. But they changed their mind at breakfast on the day of the draft. So all of what we read, speculation. Until they call the names, you don't know. So as your question said, look, Rankin's a chance. He's a star. He's an exciting player. He changes games. He did that in the final of the National 18s. He's kicked five. But when the game was on early, he's kicked three. He's blown the game apart. He's a special player. We call him a bit of, you know, a bit of Andrew McLeod and Eddie Betts thrown in.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a super young talent. Mm-hmm. So he's right there in the conversation.
Shifter, you've handed out some sage advice to the media that, especially to the SA teams, as you said, a couple of early round picks, don't worry about where they come from. Just pick the best talent. Don't worry about whether they're South Australian or whatever.
Yep.
Back your system in, back your club in.
Oh, yes. I'm a great believer in that. Be strong that you'll keep the player. You know, you look at Matthew Pavlik, who, of course, never come home. He went to Frio. So Frio are able to keep him. You know, do you have that view that this good young player you choose is the best available? You'll make your system work. You'll love your footy club. You'll be a star and leader at your footy club. That's got to be your aim with these first picks, and not so much. You know, if you think they're the best, take them. That's what makes it a little bit of a mystery for everyone, but it'll all unfold pretty quickly on Thursday night.
Mate, live trading for the first time ever in the draft. Explain that, please, Shifter.
Yeah. So it's live trading of picks. So you can bundle together. Let's just say let's say Lukosius was still on the board at, call it at four, when St Kilda's got a choice, or someone's still there at four that you really like, you might be able to bundle up a couple of your picks in the team and convince the club at four, St Kilda, to give up four, but let's say 11 and 14. Mm. Well, you might throw in the second round next year as well. Give them three for one and see if you can get a job done on the night. So there's 5 minutes between picks, so you'll have time. There's no doubt clubs would have had this conversation leading in, but then on the night, if someone's still on the board, now, whether it happens first night or the draft goes on a second day, it might happen a bit more later on when you can sneak up the board 10 spots by switching to get the player that you're really after.
Going to be pretty exciting, Shifty. You've got to be a poker player as well as a list manager these days. You've got to know when to hold them and fold them.
Oh, yes.
Last one for you, mate. Jars and I had some fun the other day. The story came out that Collingwood, in their questioning, in the interviews process, they got guys, some of the South Australian kids, to recreate Sandpaper Gate and be Steve Smith and be Dave Warner and
Shifter.
They'll go to extraordinary lengths, Shifter, to try and work out what makes a guy tick.
Oh, look, I think that Mark Choco Williams is the star of that.
He is too.
He'd say something like, "Tell me that pair of shoes you're wearing." You know, or he'd ask about their haircut.
What fruit are you?
If you're a fruit, if you're a biscuit, what biscuit would you be? A Tim Tam, or what would you be?
I'd be a mint slice, Shifter.
A mint slice.
He'd be an empty packet of mint slices, Shifter.
Very soft in the middle, or what?
Oh, you're a love.
Thank you so much, Shifter. Love your insight, mate. Cannot wait.
Good
to
luck,
see exciting times ahead for some of the best talent. All right, thanks for your time out.
All the best, fellas.
There he is, talent ambassador of the AFL. Knows everything about it and the draft kicking off this Thursday. Some dreams coming true, Jars.
Absolutely.
So Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name, thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300-AUTOMASTERS.
10 questions, 60 seconds, $1,000 after grabs, thanks to our very good friends at Automasters Juice, who is lucky enough to be playing the quiz with No Name today.
Jason from Blakeview joins us on the Monday. G'day, Jason. Welcome.
G'day, Charles. How are you?
Jason, we're doing it in a time trial sort of type format, so we're going to be super slick today for you, mate. All right, you've got the one Automasters lifeline to use at your discretion. Everything else we suggest maybe a quick pass and we'll get back to it, all right?
All right, too easy.
Most importantly, we wish you all the best of luck and hopefully you win the $1,000. Here's Jar. Time starts at the end of the first question.
Which redback bowler took 10 wickets in the current Shield match?
Pass.
What night this week does the AFL National Draft start?
Wednesday.
Who was Australia playing in the T20 match on Wednesday?
India.
Did the 36ers win by 25 points on Saturday afternoon? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, what nationality was the winner of golf's Australian Open?
Pass.
Who won the Crows 2K time trial this morning? It was on the show last week.
Automasters.
Yep. Okay, name the country Tim Cahill is playing his farewell match against tomorrow night.
Pass.
True or false, Nat Fyfe has cut off his man bun.
Oh.
True.
Okay, yeah, what colour is Louis' beard, Jace?
White
or grey?
Just a tinge of grey.
Who won the Shield match today between the Redbacks and Western Australia?
Western Australia.
And who took 10 wickets for the Redbacks?
Dave.
Okay, tough one for Mundy.
Mundy.
Jace of Blakeview.
Analysing now.
Felt like we hadn't done much in the off-season, Joe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Not bad, Jace. You get the pass mark. All right, and for your efforts, you get.
Family pass to the LA 36ers, who are back on the winning list. V Cairns this Friday night, Jason. They're your tickets.
Cheers. Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
Frankie Worrell took 10 for, even though he didn't get the job done.
No.
And Chaddy Sayers was actually out injured, so we missed him dearly.
Yeah, we did.
AFL draft starts on Thursday. To Tudaya. Live trading for the first time ever, Jars.
And we can't wait.
Abraham Anser is Mexican. He's the winner of the Australian Open Golf yesterday. Yeah. Smashed him.
Played well.
Automasters you used. Crows 2K time trial winner this morning was Wayne Miller, Jr. On our show last week.
Number 7, please.
Socceroos are taking on Lebanon, and that will be Timmy Cahill, one of the greats. Farewell match.
In a friendly.
Yep. So that is nicely done. Everything else all good.
Number 9, though.
Yeah, you gave the answer out to the question. It's predominantly grey, not just a little bit.
I thought it'd be, from here it's white.
Yeah, Santa white.
I was being nice.
Yeah, I know you were. All right, good effort, Jase.
I didn't want to be rude. That.
Yep, see?
That's all right.
Well, that's the respect you got, Lou.
Pretty well done. But if I were to count them and position us for a 2K time trial, Jase.
Yeah.
I reckon Jars won, I came second, and you came out the back.
Where'd old Fat Fingers come?
Oh, Murph. He pulled up.
He's still running.
He pulled a groin. No, he pulled up because his foot was sore.
Am I hemi?
And your heart.
Come on.
Hey.
Oh,
and your finger.
Let's
your finger.
Hey, if you've got a Ford, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs, call 1300-AUTOMASTERS.
Fat Santa is back. And when you hear this, ching, 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 all the way. We've got a winner, Jazz, because we played it.
We did too, Lulu.
And lucky enough to be on the line to pick up their booty of prizes.
Yes, sir. Is Debbie from Ross Trevor. G'day, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, Jazz and Louie. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, Deb. Congratulations. You've picked up Fat Santa's sack.
Cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well done. Well done. The Irwin trade rate at Bunnings Warehouse is on right now, isn't it, Sean Craig Murphy?
It's your sack. You should be talking
about it. Strike a deal on tools and accessory packs while stocks last, valued at $360, Deb.
Yeah. Woohoo! Thank you very much.
Well played, Deb. Enjoy. And it's probably wrong that we even call him Fat Santa these days because he's not a shadow of himself.
Oh, thanks. So thanks to our good friends Bunnings.
Thanks, Deb. Well done.
Thanks a lot.
Right. There you go, Lulu. Great work.
And that's going to be happening every single day. All right, can I just turn your attention ever so quickly to something that was on 60 Minutes last night.
I watched it, Lou, with Granddad.
And I tell you, for whatever reason, the kids must have been still up, lax parenting. This came on the tube.
A one drink a day could kill you.
Diabetes, cancers.
As soon as you start consuming alcohol, you're more likely to die.
That's correct. Alcohol's responsible for about 25% of deaths in women, and one in five men will die as a result of alcohol.
So my two eldest, who are 9 and 7, caught the headline of that.
She was a professor.
And it was the new studies that one alcoholic drink a day would be deadly.
Would deadly, correct.
My 7-year-old turned to me and my 9-year-old turned to me and said, Dad, you're going to have to give up the booze.
No. No, you're a binge drinker.
Oh, exactly. I'm not proud, but I...
I'm a binge drinker.
But my point being is the confusion. On one hand, you get somebody come on and say that. We've been told for how long that a glass of red is really good for you, that a glass of this or a dabble here is never going to hurt you. Now, all of a sudden, you get the panic merchants coming out and saying, wow, 25% of diseases, alcohol is the root cause of.
Well, how old's your dad?
My dad's 80.
And he loves a couple of frosts a night.
Smashes down 2 stubbies per night every night. And he's looking hydration. Good. He's flying.
Mm. Did that worry you when the kid said that
to you? Well, it did, because it's emotional blackmail coming from children. So I've got an excuse. You, though, what happened to you when you saw it?
I was with Granddad.
Yeah.
Well, and we were talking. Granddad's 89, and he has a glass every night, just
and
about.
Did you default to your granddad for a ruling? Yeah.
Duck club.
What did he say? Always go to Granddad.
What did he say?
Nothing wrong with Andrew. In moderations, Andrew.
Duck club is coming up next on the Rush Hour here at Triple A.
How would Kerry, my brother, go? Hey, he was off it this week too. He's my brother.
Do you know how you spell his first name? No. B-I-N-G-E.
Yes, he's got him out first ball.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
I said he wasn't going to hang around and he didn't.
It's time to face the music.
Front for none at the MCG.
On the Rush Hour.
And he's gone first ball. That's his fourth consecutive duck.
It's time.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
For Duck Club.
Yes, it's where we try and get people to purge jars. Works a long time in cricket when you don't make any runs. And we just don't want it to continue. Don't want you to take it out on family and friends and teammates. So should be a lot of redbacks giving a call through, I would have thought. Right about now or tomorrow.
Well, might six to ducks.
Could run it again tomorrow, given the fact to run they finished today.
Yeah.
All right. Hotline has been hot, Murph. Has been absolutely hot. A couple of messages just to play.
J.R. Mosey here. Just not one straight back to the bowler on the full first ball. No problem. Easy done. Cheers, bye.
Oh, well beautiful done. Work, J.R. Nicely well done. May you bat well and make runs.
Yeah.
Ian McMillan from the Freeland Cricket Club. We've got a player, Rob Hannon, been our top run scorer for last 4 or 5 years, and he's made 3 ducks out of 4 innings this year since becoming a police officer. So we think he needs a stitch up.
Well, he's got one.
That's it. Jimmy Mapstone from the Gummaraka Cricket Club made another duck. One of my midfielders at Gaylor, young Jimmy. Jeez. And there's 3 lads from the East Torrens District Cricket Club.
Yep.
Alex Anderson, Ryan King, and Daniel Lee all made ducks for their A grade in the district. These district boys, get your head out of your backside.
They
ring up.
They think they're above it.
Exactly.
If it's
right.
Good enough for the Redback boys to get on air.
Correct.
Well, get on air yourself and perch. I mean, otherwise, happy duck hunting.
Mm. We'll come and get you.
Yeah, but happy duck hunting. Yeah, do we need to send an email out to the presidents?
Well, maybe we do, because we take this seriously. All right.
Hey, we're just trying to help. All right. And, I mean, Lloyd Pope.
Made back-to-back ducks
pair
against
off.
The WA.
Picked
which
up
we,
a pair.
We lost by 5
And as far as wickets go, got ducks as well. We didn't get any wickets.
No, he bowled poorly.
It's a different segment.
He's a young kid.
Bloody B. God. Jeez.
So please, and we're going to bring this back tomorrow.
Well, we have to. The list There's is too long more. And distinguished to be able to rush it through here at the end of the show. As yes, Merv said, Big Sammy Jacobs is coming up in the 6 o'clock hour edition. Of course, preseason started today for the senior players.
Everyone was back today.
2K time trial. Yeah. Source might have been out the back of the loop on that one.
Yeah.
Jarman and Lewis style, as we sort of go about it. Well done to the 36ers. Great work to see them bounce back. Joey, guess what? We're not coming down for a shoot around. Have a great night.
Jars and Lewis, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Time now to catch up with a man who loves turf as much as he loves footy. It's the one and only Big Sammy Jacobs from the Adelaide Crows. Source, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Sammy. Or should I call you Bruce, as in moonlighting, as in Saturday mornings on Dead Set Legends? You've been hanging out with the great KG in the Farewell Show, mate. How was that?
Yeah, I have. It was absolutely fantastic. Obviously, you guys have done some work with KG, and it's great fun. And obviously, Jars gate crashed the final party, so that was always good, though.
Made it all about himself, didn't he? Did not. How unusual.
Now, big boy, you went back to training after a nice layoff and a nice holiday and a break. Young O'Brien, your understudy, smashed him on the 2K time trial at the Uni Loop. Where were you?
Jars, what? I don't know what's going on with his new age ruckman. He's finished top three, can you believe? So
wow.
He's a fantastic effort by Riley, actually. And the other one is Wayne Miller to come back and to win it. So he just pipped Jake Kelly, who was eyeing first place after Sam Gibson took off last year. So Wayne Miller is the new champ at the moment.
Source, is there actual complete visual footage of Riley completing the track? I'm just feeling that he may have ducked in somewhere and then jumped back out.
It sounds like you're speaking from a bit of experience there, Luke.
Well,
is there or not? You're a plugger?
Well, I tell you what, look, if there was a loophole there, it was there to be exposed. So I'll give you the tip. All right.
I wish I could confirm it, but unfortunately, when you're running where I was, I couldn't see back there. So.
Oh, that's right, mate. You're an old dog now. You're the old bull. Just wander down from the top paddock when you're ready, mate.
It sounds good to me.
All right, and how's everybody feeling and refreshed, reset about really putting together a good body of work? Because let's be honest, last year's preseason was so interrupted with so many injuries and postseason surgeries and stuff. It was really hard to get any real continuity.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's no secret sort of how your preseason goes. Generally, you carry it into the season. And obviously disappointing, but all I can speak about is how exciting it is now for 2019. Boys come back in really good nick. And the one thing that's been really good over the break, a lot of the boys are done training together. So even though we sort of haven't officially been back in a capacity, a lot of the guys have been training, doing some work. So big focus on skills, big focus on making sure we're all ready to go. And I think you'll see a pretty different Crows team in 2019.
Source, drafts on Thursday night. What type of player do you think the Crows will pick up in their draft picks?
Well, I think by the sounds of it, you know, obviously the South Australian boys are the ones that everyone will be watching. But obviously, Port's got the pick in front of us, but they'll probably be gone. So I guess you're probably looking at the best player. And generally, you know, you can never have too many mids. So I think in terms of our team, I think we're pretty covered in most areas. So I think we're in a pretty good spot to be able to say, righto, he's the best player we think. Let's grab him and develop him.
So, is there times throughout your career you guys sort of talk about it and it stands out what you need? Whereas now, like you said, it's probably a pretty balanced list. But have there been years where you think you've been crying out for a certain type of player?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, a couple of years back, especially, it probably got spoken about midfield, but we sort of had a lot of internal development, you know, with guys like Matty Crouch and obviously Brad and these types of guys and bringing in Gibbsy. So, you know, I guess in the last few years, we've probably focused a bit on the midfield. But, you know, even now, I guess you lose McGovern. So, but you bring in Stengel and McAdam who cover sort of Charlie Cameron and will help Eddie out towards the back end of his career. So, as it sits here, you know, you guys probably have a look from the outside, but I think, you know, yeah, as mentioned, you just sort of take the best player.
Congratulations on a personal note for not turning up early to pre-season like those toolies and Gibson signs.
He's called them toolies.
Mate, Louis, I absolutely love that. I was listening and I absolutely love that piece by you. I couldn't agree more.
Oh, it is fascinating that everybody whinges how long the year is sourced. Then all of a sudden they lob up early and it's like, what are you doing? And my other point was, and I think you know this too, the value of these younger kids getting a chance to shine and be their own men without the older boys being around, that's priceless time, I reckon, anyhow.
Yeah, it is. Even today, like I heard, Wayne Miller was obviously a younger guy who's played a lot of footy, and I've heard he's been absolutely fantastic the last 2 weeks with the young guys. you know, Wayne's a pretty introverted sort of guy, but I reckon it would have been great for him to, you know, come out, be the leader of the young boys, and I guess that showed today in the time trial.
Cockroach floating around anywhere? Is he doing a Nathan Buckley? He's swanning off to Italy. He won't be back until January.
Is his teeth done or what?
Pikey's around to go. I think he had a bit of a break sort of late in the off season, but obviously, you know, the coaches go straight into draft combine and all that sort of stuff and planning. So I think everyone's had a break. We've obviously got the new coaches with Godsey and Marty Manor and these types coming on as well. So a few new faces, you know, a few little tweaks, and we'll be right to go, Jarrod.
Right to go. Now, can you two talk about what's going on with your front and backyards or not?
One last footy question, Sauce, then we'll get on to turf, because Jars is busting to know what's happening.
Because my
front lawn's
a disgrace.
Has Jordan Gallucci turned off the taps or the hoses to the pipe shit, or were they blown up for that photo? What's going on, mate? He looks Charlie Cameron-esque.
Mate, I saw him in my 2 weeks while they were back training, and he should be in the number five, I think. He looks a lot like Scott Thompson, doesn't he? I think Matty Crouch might have to slide out of that.
I'm telling you, sun's out, guns out, and as we say in here, plums out.
Good to speak to you, champ. Take care.
Thanks very much, boys. Have a good one.
Loving your work. Big Sauce. There is Sammy Jacobs from the Adelaide Crows on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Triple M.
Triple M.